I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Canadian judge on Friday signed Wai Wei, a chief financial officer Wang, order of discharge, vacating her bail conditions and allowing her to go free after nearly 3 years of house arrest as her U.S. extradition case ended outside the courtroom, thanks to those who had supported her since her arrest. She said she will never forget all the relations and will receive from public around the world. And the greater difficulty, the greater the growth among reached a deal with U.S. prosecutors earlier Friday that ended their bank fraud case against her. The move resolves a years-long legal and geopolitical tussle that involved the United States, China, and Canada, where Wang had remained since her arrest there in December of 2018. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia proclaimed on Friday a shared commitment to safeguarding democracy in the Indo-Pacific region, leaving unspoken their uncommon concern about China's growing power. U.S. President Joe Biden said that we're four major democracies with a long history of cooperation. We know how to get things done, and we are up for the challenge. The meeting with the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiro Suga comes in the wake of recently announced agreements among the United States, Britain, and Australia to supply Australia with nuclear-powered submarines. China has been steadily building military outposts in the Pacific region and using them to back claims to sovereignty over vital sea lanes. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, told the Human Rights Council that more than 350,000 people had been killed in a conflict in Syria in 10 years. In her address to the HRC, Bachelet called for the creation of a mechanism that can identify the whereabouts of missing people and track human remains, as well as provide support to survivors. She said behind each recorded death was a human being born free and equal in dignity and rights. We must always make victims' stories visible, both individually and collectively, because the injustice and horror of each of those deaths should compel us to act. According to a report commissioned by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, between March of 2011 and March of 2021, more than one in every 13 deaths was a woman, for a total of 26,727 women in all. In the same period, more than 27,000 children died in the Syrian conflict. Thousands of climate activists, including Sweden's Greta Thunberg, demonstrated in Berlin Friday to pressure candidates competing to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel at this weekend's German general election. Meanwhile, young people around the world also took to the streets to demand urgent action against climate change in the largest protest since the start of the pandemic. Thunberg told those who gathered at her event that it is important to vote, but they must keep the pressure on politicians. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's live interview on the television show The View was abruptly delayed Friday after two hosts of the talk show learned they had tested positive for COVID-19. The Vice President was about to be interviewed live in the studio, New York's ABC's The View. The two of the hosts, Sonny Huston and Anna Navarro, left the studio. They both were vaccinated. The Vice President was sent to a remote location. A White House official says the Vice President did not have any contact with the two hosts who tested positive. And recapping one of our top stories, a Canadian judge on Friday signed the Huawei chief financial officer Minghua Zhu's order of discharge, vacating her bail conditions and allowing her to go free after nearly 3 years of house arrest as her U.S. extradition case ended. Outside the courtroom, Meng thanked those who had supported her since her arrest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.